And here's another story about efforts to save lives. The National Transportation Safety Board is scolding the leaders of three states for not passing tougher laws mandating child booster seats. Arizona, Florida, and South Dakota are the only states that don't require older children to ride in boosters. The federal agency says that puts young people at unnecessary risk. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The NTSB recommends booster seats for children roughly between the ages of 4 and 8. Kids who are too big for child safety seats with harnesses, but too small to properly wear a regular seatbelt. The boosters don't have harnesses of their own, but as their name implies, they allow children to sit higher, so the car's seatbelt fits them better. NTSB Chair Deborah Herzman says that protects young people from head and abdominal injuries.
If they use a booster seat and a seatbelt rather than a seatbelt alone, they reduce their risk of injury by 59%. And what the data and the facts tell us is that it's much safer to be in a booster seat that restrains your child properly in the event of an accident.
47 states and the District of Columbia require boosters. Earlier this year, Alaska, Minnesota, Ohio, and Texas became the latest states to do so. But that still leaves Arizona, Florida, and South Dakota. And Herzman is calling on leaders in those three states to come into line with the rest of the nation.
We know that states that have laws have greater use rates, and then therefore they have lower fatality numbers for kids. And at the end of the day, we want to see them protected.
In each of the three remaining states, lawmakers have considered booster seat mandates. But in Florida and Arizona, the idea was shot down in the legislature, while in South Dakota, it was vetoed by Governor Mike Rounds. The second-term Republican said children are adequately protected by his state's current law, which requires safety seats to age 4, as well as regular seat belts for older children who sit in the back seat and everybody who sits up front. Democratic State House Member Gary Moore agrees with the governor's veto and questions how police could enforce a booster seat law for children under 7.
I think it's absolutely impossible unless you carry a birth certificate of the child. It becomes arbitrary upon the law enforcement officer to determine whether the child was indeed old enough.
Moore says parents should be allowed to decide for themselves how much protection their children need in the car. And he says in the rural state of South Dakota, few people want the federal government to get involved in the issue.
I'm to the point anymore where I firmly believe that maybe government should just take the children at birth and raise them for us, because they're not letting parents make their own decisions anymore. And it just seems ludicrous to me to make these laws telling parents what to do.
In fact, the NTSB has no authority to force states to adopt booster seat laws, and Moore doubts pressure from Washington will make much difference in South Dakota. But in Arizona and Florida, booster seat advocates say they plan to try again next year to get the law passed. Florida State Senator Thad Altman is optimistic his legislative colleagues will eventually be swayed both by the NTSB position and by the statements from people whose children were injured in accidents.
There are parents who have just given heart-rending testimony that had not put their child in a booster seat because they knew the law. The law didn't require a 5 or 6-year-old child to be in a booster seat, so they were assuming that they were being good parents. So a lot of it's designed not just for a punitive reason, but for public education.
The NTSB says even in the 47 states that require booster seats, the laws often could stand to be strengthened. The agency recommends children start using boosters as soon as they outgrow the height and weight limits of their harnessed car seat. Typically, children can start using regular seat belts with no booster when they weigh more than 80 pounds. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.